007 reporting for duty.
If I'm doing a fake movie, it's going to be a fake hit.
Smoke and mirrors, guys. Welcome to the movie factory.
How dare I? How dare you?
Okay, you seem normal.
It doesn't matter what I feel.
I'm Commander-in-Chief.
What if someone really good made a horror picture?
Happy Hunger Games.
That's as good as it's going to get. And it won't ever get that good again.
The movie news.
You stay classy, San Diego.
With Garrett Daly.
Hi, Garrett. How are you?
Afternoon. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Where are we starting this afternoon?
We're going to start with Kickstarter because this trend of well-known people using Kickstarter for funding is going on and on. We had it with Zach Braff. Spike Lee, of all people, has now turned to Kickstarter to raise some money for a film.
Yeah,
it's odd, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, you kind of imagine it for more the independent world of filmmakers. You don't really expect people with a bit of name and a big track record to be using it. Anyway, he needs $1.25 million for a project that he has described as, it has no title yet, but he's described it on the Kickstarter page as been funny, sexy and bloody, about human beings who are addicted to blood. He has had one big donator so far, Steven Soderbergh, the filmmaker, who pledged some money in return for a dinner and a basketball date with Spike Lee. So there you go, Lee is an avid New York Knicks fan. But I'm not so sure, I kind of like the idea of people who can access money from studios using these funding models to go,
which should go for the independent guys who have no money.
Yeah, because it kind of takes it away from them. And are we just going to move to a model whereby the only funding that happens comes from the general public? And it's kind of, you know, it's not a good way to go. It kind of takes the onus off studios, TV stations and the likes to put money into projects. But there you go.
Interesting one. Now, you have some interesting casting news for us this afternoon.
Yeah, having already battled, I suppose, Spider-Man and Predators and the likes, Topher Grace is gearing up for his next challenge. That is going to be secrecy, as he's in talks to join the cast of Christopher Nolan's Interstellar. Paramount and Warner Brothers are joining forces on this epic sci-fi movie, which stars, good cast in this, Matthew McConaughey, Anne Hathaway, Jessica Chastain, Michael Caine, Mackenzie Foy, as well as John Lithgow and Ellen Bernstein.
There's a lot of buzz about this, isn't there?
There is. I suppose anything Christopher Nolan is going to do is going to attract a lot of attention. But Topher Grace is a good actor. He has obviously come from the world of that 70s show.
Yeah.
And we've seen Mila Kunis emerge from that. Ashton Kutcher has almost become a brand in himself. But Grace, I think, simply goes for sort of interesting projects. And he's soon going to appear in a romantic comedy called A Many Splintered Thing. He's also going to be in a serial killer thriller called The Calling, which reunites him with his Big Wedding co-star Susan Sarandon.
A serial killer thriller. Say that fast two times.
I will not say that again.
All right. What about Cameron Crowe's next movie?
Cameron Crowe, he is going working with Danny McBride, who's joining Bradley Cooper, is already cast in this movie. Emma Stone, Rachel McAdams, all star in this movie, which has been produced by Sony and Scott Rudin, and writer-director Cameron Crowe. Project has been rumoured to be a revamp of an old script of his called Deep Tiki, which was slated to star Ben Stiller. Cooper's going to play a defence contract supervisor assigned to oversee the launch of a weapon satellite from Hawaii. Stone will play his Air Force liaison, a pretty ambitious pilot, and together the duo become convinced by mystical island forces and a talking computer to help scuttle the satellite's orbit. McBride is actually going to be reprising his beloved role as Kenny Powers on the final season of Eastbound and Down, and he's actually going to be in a HBO original movie called Clear History, which he stars alongside Larry David and John Hamm.
Busy man.
He is. And he's busy behind the camera as well, because he served as an executive producer on David Gordon Green's movie called Joe, which stars Nicolas Cage.
Very good. Now, a new Poltergeist movie?
New Poltergeist. MGM are planning a remake of this.
Rosemary. When I hear MGM, I think Poltergeist the musical. No?
No. Not yet. But give
watch
it time.
1982
was the original movie, basically about the Freeling family move into a new suburban home and become terrorised by ghosts. I remember that freaky scene of the kid in front of the television.
Still creepy.
Yeah, Rosemary DeWitt is in talks to star. She's got a sort of good career because she's been very busy. She's just landed the female lead opposite Jeremy Renner in Kill the Messenger. She's soon to be seen in Lynn Shelton's Sundance comedy Touchy Feely, and she's coming off a busy 2012 in which she starred in Gus Van Sant's Promised Land, Disney's The Odd Life of Timothy Green, The Watch, and the indie drama Nobody Walks.
That's a pretty good guy, isn't it?
Isn't it? Yeah. Jill Keenan is directing the movie. Sam Raimi is on board as a producer, so that's why it's probably going to happen.
Great stuff. Now, what about the Toronto International Film Festival?
It's a big festival. It runs from September 5th to the 15th. Bill Condon's much anticipated WikiLeaks movie, The Fifth Estate, is set to kick off the annual festival. Steve McQueen's 12 Years a Slave, starring Michael Fassbender, will also premiere there. There's a lot going on. It's going to host 13 galas, 52 special presentations. The Elmore Leonard adaptation, Life of Crime, will be the closing night entry. But there's a lot of high-profile entries this year. Jason Reitman's Labor Day, Justin Chadwick's Mandela Long Walk to Freedom, Stephen Frears' Philomena, Don McKellar's The Grand Seduction, which stars Brendan Gleeson, and John Carney's Can a Song Save Your Life will all premiere there.
Very good. Now, a TV version of a Terry Gilliam hit.
Yeah, a good movie as well. 1995's 12 Monkeys. Really, really good movie. Bruce Willis starred in the original.
That's right.
James Cole, a convicted criminal in a near future where the last of humanity lives underground after a pandemic. A great turn as well. Earned him an Oscar nomination by Brad Pitt quite a memorable role. The cable network TV station Sci-Fi is set to turn it into a TV series. And the man behind 24, John Cesar, is the man who's going to direct it. So there you go. 12
Very
Monkeys
good.
On the small screen.
Now, Sacha Baron Cohen, in terms of casting news, had been proposed to make the Freddie Mercury biopic. What's happened?
Creative differences.
Ah.
It looks like he has dropped out of the project because of them. His manager confirmed the news, said that the actor clashed with producers over the film's tone. So it's a pity because actually, you know, the more you talked about it, the more you could actually see him
Big
in that
time.
Role.
I can't think of anyone else. Really.
No, who is going to, so, you know, watch this space. You never know what might happen. But Peter Morgan, who wrote Frost Nixon and The Queen, wrote the script for this. It deals with the lead up to Queen's iconic performance at the Live Aid concert in 1985. And the surviving band members are actually overseeing the music in the film. So it's kind of sad to see him leave the project. But it's because it's been ongoing now for a while that he's been involved. So we'll just watch this space, see what happens.
Interesting one that. Okay, what can we check out in terms of trailers online this week?
Well, it looks like a bit of fun. I suspect you might be seeing all the best bits in the trailer because that happens with this type of movie. But check out Last Vegas. This is some 60-something
all-star
friends.
Cast,
yeah, all-star cast. Who basically go to throw a bachelor party in Las Vegas for their last remaining single pal. The all-star cast is Michael Douglas, Robert De Niro, Morgan Freeman and Kevin Kline. Good cast. You know,
I think when Michael Douglas was on with Graham Norton, he described it sort of, Bradley Cooper was on the same couch. He said it's like The Hangover for the older gang.
That's it. And that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
And, you know, the trailer will do well to attract people to it. Take a look at the trailer called Last Vegas and see if it's your kind of movie.
All right. New releases, where are we starting?
Well, let's start with this one because it's a big movie. In fact, there's not too many movies released this week, but this is probably the biggest, starring Hugh Jackman. James Mangold directs. It is The Wolverine.
Logan.
What?
I saw you die.
What?
I saw you die.
What? Snow?
A while ago. It's not like I get a complete picture. More like looking through a keyhole. But I'm always right. All I can see is one part of a person's life. Their death, and I saw yours.
What did you see?
I see you on your back. There's blood everywhere. You're holding your own heart in your hand. It's not beating.
Yeah, that's The Wolverine with Hugh Jackman. Love Hugh Jackman. This isn't my cup of tea, but I guess if you're into the Wolverine type thing.
Yeah, any fans of X-Men, the comic book, you know, sagas, people love these type of movies. That's why they keep making them.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
You know, it'll be a big box office hit, guarantee that.
Okay, interesting one this with Greta Gerwig.
Yeah, Frances Ha, a story that follows a New York woman who apprentices for a dance company and throws herself headlong into her dreams, even as their possible reality dwindles. And then a documentary. The trailer for this just looks quite heart-wrenching, really. It's about the killer whale that was in the captivity in SeaWorld and was responsible for the death of one of the whale trainers. It's called Blackfish. You're not quite sure that they could make a documentary solely about this, but watch the trailer and you will see that they definitely can, and you'd be very curious about the life of such a whale in captivity. And Blackfish is what it's called, so that's released, unlimited release as well.
Very good. good. What TV movie have you chosen for us?
An Oscar winner, Schindler's List.
Wow.
Great movie, big movie, and brilliant performance by Liam Neeson.
Yeah,
he finds Ben Kingsley really, really good. Steven Spielberg directs. It's a chance to see it. It's a long movie, but it is so worthwhile. And you will catch it on RT2 at 9 p.m.
Excellent. Gareth, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.